而是 parents never face.
呢啲咁样嘅学生，佢所面对嘅嘢同佢个父母所面对嘅嘢好唔同。
For example, most first generation Chinese consider themselves to be Chinese.
第一代嘅华人，佢好明显觉得自己系中国人。
But many second generation Chinese consider themselves to be Chinese and American.
第二代嘅华人就唔同啦，佢唔知道自己究竟系中国人定系美国人。
Or maybe American and Chinese.
或者是美国的中国人。
The problem for them comes when they're not Chinese enough to understand what's going on at a family gathering or other cultural events.
很多时候他不是真的典型的中国人去明白很多中国人的文化或者一些背景。
So they feel excluded.
他就觉得被排斥。
Or maybe they go to school and find out that they're not American enough to have the experiences their peers experience.
或者是他回到学校也不够美国化去经历他同学的一些的经历。
Feeling like they're not enough can make them feel isolated and excluded.
当我们不够去认同其他的人的时候，我们就会觉得自己被排斥。
They may even feel like they don't belong to either group.
他觉得他哪一个组都不属于他的。
And I don't know any student who enjoys that feeling.
我亦都知道冇學生係中意咁樣嘅感受。
Perhaps you've also felt like an outsider. You felt excluded.
或者你自己親身亦都有啲經歷啲咁嘅感受。
For example, perhaps at work, your coworkers give you a strange look when you bring food to lunch. You bring food for lunch.
你有冇試過帶你自己嘅中國式嘅便當去到公司？
The food that you bring from home is likely not the typical sweet and sour chicken that most Caucasians are used to seeing and calling Chinese food.
我相信你帶去公司食嘅嘢絕對唔會係甜酸雞嚇。
The way they look at you may make you feel like an outsider.
佢哋可能睇住你食帶啲咩去，可能覺得令你覺得你冇被接納。
Or perhaps you felt like an outsider when your colleagues at work are talking about American sports and you have no interest.
或者你啲同事讲嘅嘢，或者啲体育你完全唔知佢讲乜，亦都觉得系被冇被接纳。
So you're excluded from the conversation.
所以你好似被人拒绝一样。
Or your neighbors are getting together and talking about politics.
或者你嘅邻居讲一啲政治嘅一啲嘅话题。
But they're using words that are confusing, and so you feel excluded.
可能你唔能够参与，亦都冇兴趣，所以你觉得系被拒绝。
From what I understand, no one likes being an outsider.
从我嘅角度去睇，我相信冇人中意系成为局外人。
And being an outsider is the same problem that the people of Israel face.
呢一个咁嘅情况，亦都系每一日啲以色列人要面对嘅一个问题。
We saw that in our reading this morning.
我哋喺我哋今日所读嘅经文，亦都睇得到。
But the exclusion that they faced was not due to a lack of correct initials or cultural differences.
他们面对的被排斥不是因为是他的名字不对，或者是一些文化的差异。
They were excluded because they were unclean.
他是被隔离，是因为他们不洁净。
We saw three causes for uncleanness in our passage.
我们看到是有三个原因让到人成为不洁净。
The first is the problem of leprosy.
第一樣嘢係皮膚病，係一個麻風病。
It's not necessarily what we consider leprosy today, but describes a variety of skin diseases that are they spread.
唔單止係麻風病，其實係一般嘅皮膚病亦都係包括在內。
The specific law is found in Leviticus chapter 13.
呢個咁樣嘅記載係喺利未記十三章度記載。
The second cause for uncleanness in our passage is a bodily discharge.
第二样让人不洁净的东西是一些身体的排液引致的不洁净。
A bodily discharge of blood or other fluids, particularly from sexual organs, made a person unclean.
一些身体的排液包括是血，其他的液体，包括性器官的液体，是可以让到人不洁净。
You can read about that in Leviticus chapter 15.
在利未记十五章有这些记载。
And the third cause was contact with a corpse.
第三样让人不洁净的是当我们接触到一些死了的尸体。
This could be contact with a dead animal, or worse, contact with a dead human body.
可能是死了的动物，或者是死人。
more specific laws are found in Leviticus 11 and 21.
在利未記11章亦都有好多嘅記載。
Each one of these things made the average Israelite unclean.
每一樣咁樣嘅嘢都讓可以令到呢啲以色列人係唔潔淨。
So for the rest of our time this morning, we are going to talk about why uncleanness matters to the people of Israel.
我哋今日就去睇一睇點解呢啲咁樣嘅唔潔淨係以色列人咁關注。
We're talking about why it matters to God.
係點解神亦都係咁關注。
And why uncleanness matters to us today.
亦都點解我哋亦都要關注。
Because you probably didn't think that Numbers chapter 5 applies to you.
你可能覺得民數記第五章同我哋冇乜關係。
So what is the big deal with being unclean?
究竟唔潔淨有咩咁大不了呢?
Uncleanness matters to the average Israelite, or matter to them for four reasons.
佢有四個原因讓到呢啲以色列人好關注唔潔淨。
First, uncleanness required cleansing.
第一,不潔淨呢,我們就要去清潔。
If you look back in the passages in Leviticus, you'll see regulations for getting rid of the unclean label through some sort of act of cleansing.
我們看到以色列的戒條有很多關於怎樣去當你是不乾淨的時候,你們要去潔淨。
One commentator explains, saying, uncleanness is of course related to being dirty, for one of the standard ways of removing uncleanness is through washing.
有一個解經家說,當然不潔淨是一些安裝,我們當然是有很多戒條是教導我們怎樣去潔淨。
And if you look back in the book of Leviticus, you'll see that immediately following these laws in chapter 13 and 15, that God commands the people of Israel to establish the Day of Atonement in chapter 16 of Leviticus.
如果我們看下去,去到民數記第16章,我們立刻就看到神設立了一個叫做贖罪日,是教導我們怎樣去潔淨。
This was an annual day for cleansing the tabernacle.
這個是一年一次的,怎樣去潔淨那個聖殿,那個會幕。是會幕,不是聖殿。
It was the way to purify the place where God dwelt among them.
怎樣去潔淨那個會幕,那個會幕是神和以色列人同在的一個地方。
Minor uncleanness required washing, and even the tabernacle had to be regularly cleansed.
很少的不潔淨是需要去清潔,包括那個會幕是要被清潔。
Okay, so the second reason why uncleanness matters to the Israelites is that their uncleanness caused exclusion.
第二樣,以色列人關注不潔淨的是因為不潔淨會帶來被隔離。
You see that in verse 3.
在第三節,我們看到剛才讀的經文第三節。
When people became unclean, they were to be put outside of the camp.
當他們不潔淨的時候,他們要放到去營外。
This is true for each of the different levels of uncleanness.
無論是男是女。
So minor uncleanness, like pooping, required minor exclusion.
很少的不潔淨,好像大小便一樣,就要需要一些小的隔離。
In Deuteronomy chapter 23, the people of Israel were commanded to take their dirty business outside of the camp and cover it up.
在申命記23章,是講到如果你們要去大小便,是要去到營外邊,完了之後還要鋪回去。
Moderate uncleanness required moderate exclusion.
中型的不潔淨,要有一些中等的隔離。
Each of the cases in our passage are cases of moderate exclusion, or moderate uncleanness.
每一樣,剛才我們第五章看的這些不潔淨,都是屬於中等的不潔淨。
So for example, in the case of contact with dead animals, a person became unclean for a day.
如果是我們接觸到一些死了的屍體,一些動物,我們要隔離一天。
They were sent outside the camp for a day.
他們要去到營外一天。
And if they touched a dead human body, they were unclean for a week.
如果他們碰到死人的話,他們就要隔離一個星期。
Sent outside of the camp for a week.
去到營外一個星期。
That means that they were even kept from worship.
當他去到營外邊,他不可以參與敬拜。
They could not go into the presence of God when they were unclean.
他不可以, 享受与神同在的一起。
So minor exclusion, moderate exclusion. There's also severe uncleanness, which leads to final exclusion.
除了小同埋中嘅唔洁净，我哋有一样更重要嘅就系好严重嘅唔洁净。
If a person was so defiled by their actions, they could be cut off from the people.
若果我哋犯咗一啲好大嘅唔洁净咧，佢系要永远被隔离，同神隔绝。
They would experience permanent separation.
系永远嘅隔绝。
In fact, one reason that God explained to the Israelites why He was giving them the promised land was that the Canaanites had so defiled the land through their uncleanness that God was cleansing the land by removing them completely.
其中一个原因，点解神容许以色列人进入迦南地嘅时候？去完全消滅曬呢啲迦南人，係因為呢班人係好嚴重嘅沾污咗呢塊地，以致神用情況嚟到完全毀滅呢班人，係完全神同神隔絕。
Uncleanness results in exclusion。
唔潔淨讓到我哋有隔離。
The third reason why uncleanness matters to the average Israelite is that uncleanness.Was contagious. It could spread.
有第三個原因，唔潔淨係以色列人重要，係因為唔潔淨嘅嘢係可以有傳染性嘅。
Again, if you look back in Leviticus 13 and 15, you'll see how those kinds of uncleanness could make other people unclean simply by touching them.
我哋喺民數記13-15章記載咧，就係當一個人唔潔淨咧。佢如果點到其他人咧，其他人亦都成為唔潔淨。
We see that in the cases of leprosy and discharges.
我哋睇到係麻風病同埋患血瘤症嘅人係有傳染性。
And the impurity caused by touching a dead body was also transmittable.
掂到死人嘅唔淨係唔乾淨，都係有傳染性。
In Haggai chapter 2:13, we read that if someone is unclean by contact with a dead body, touches any of these foods, does it become unclean? And the priest answered.It does become unclean.
在哈該書2:13講到就是人如果碰到不潔淨的東西再碰那些食物那些食物就成為不潔淨那麼這個先知是這樣說是這個成為不潔淨
Uncleanness spreads.
不潔淨是可以傳染的
What is worse, these contagious things had no cure.
更加糟糕的就是這些這樣的不潔淨是沒得醫的
There was no cure for the causes of uncleanness.
成為不潔淨是沒得醫的。
There were only ceremonial laws to make a person clean who somehow got away from that cause of their uncleanness.
我們只是有一些的禮儀，藉著禮儀讓我們看為是潔淨。
For most people, they just had to wait a day or two until they were, like, stopped being unclean.
對很多以色列人來說，他們當他們不潔淨的時候，他就要去到營外等一日或者等一個星期，直至到他們是潔淨。
But others had to wait until the skin disease stopped spreading or they stopped having bodily discharges.
但是如果你犯了血瘤或者是麻風病那些，他就要等到他的皮膚病好了或者血瘤症好了之後，他才是可以去做這個潔淨的過程。
And then only then,If they cured the problem, they had to go through a lengthy process of cleansing before they could come back into the camp.
當他們這些病好翻之後，他再要做一個很長的過程去做潔淨，才可以進入翻這個營內。
Those who were unclean were put outside of the camp because their impurity could spread quickly and easily to others.
他們被放逐到去營外是因為他不想這些這樣有的不乾淨的東西傳染到其他人在營內的。
And the final reason why uncleanness matters to the Israelites is that uncleanness could spoil or defile the camp and the tabernacle.
最後，唔潔淨亦都可以因為人嘅唔潔淨，以致到整個會幕亦都唔潔淨。
If they made the tabernacle unclean, they would lose the presence of God.
假若會幕唔潔淨，神就唔可以與佢哋同在。
You see, historically, at this point, the people of Israel were on their way to the promised land.
在那段时间，这班以色列人是行紧这个路程，是进入迦南地。
The only way that they could take the promised land was if God would give it to them.
他唯一能够进入迦南地的就是神 赐俾佢哋嘅呢个应许。
And the only way that God was going to give it to them is if He was with them.
唯一佢哋能够得到呢个礼物嘅就系如果神与佢哋同在。
So being unclean threatened the incredible gift of God's presence.
若果佢哋唔洁净，会影响佢哋将来唔可以接受神嘅呢个应许。
And also threatened the lesser gift of receiving the promised land.
亦都系会会影响佢哋将来唔能够得到呢个应许。
So uncleanness mattered to the average Israelite because it required washing.
唔洁净系以色列人关注，因为佢哋要系去清洁。
It caused them to be excluded.
让佢系去到去被隔离。
It could spread easily.
佢有传染性。
And it could cause them to lose the presence of God.
让到佢神唔可以与佢哋同在。
So why is it that God cares about uncleanness?
点解神亦都关注唔洁净呢？
Well, from this passage, we learn a few things about God's character and concern for purity.
Well, 我哋喺呢几节圣经里边睇到神嘅性格同埋佢嘅属性。
For example, we see that God is holy.
俾我睇到神系圣洁嘅。
He will not tolerate impurity and commands that those who are unclean are sent outside of the camp.
佢唔可以容许一啲唔洁净嘅嘢。
One commentator explains that these ritual terms of clean and unclean symbolize spiritual holiness and defilement.
一个解经家讲呢啲咁样唔洁净，其实系一个寓意着一啲圣灵属灵上嘅唔洁净。
Their impurity outwardly was a symbol of their impurity that was inward.
外在嘅唔洁净其实系反映内在嘅唔洁净。
Through these laws, like the ones we read this morning. God constantly reminds His people that He will not tolerate impurity.
藉着呢啲咁样嘅经文，呢啲咁嘅律例，神好明显俾我哋睇到，神唔容许唔洁净嘅嘢。
God is holy.
神系圣洁嘅。
We also see that He's just.
亦都俾我睇到神系公义嘅。
He does not discriminate between male and female, but sends both of them outside of the camp.
唔分男女，无论边一个系唔洁净，一样系被送出营外。
Another reality that God displays in these verses is that He is present.
另外俾我睇到嘅就系神系与佢嘅百姓同在嘅。
He says at the end of verse 3, "In their midst of which I dwell."
喺第三节里边讲到就系我住喺佢哋当中。
God also shows in these verses that He's compassionate.
亦都俾我睇到神系有怜悯嘅。
While the consequences of being unclean might seem harsh, namely that the person is excluded. One pastor reminds us that the purposes of God are good and right and kind.
从一个角度睇，被逐出营外可能觉得系好好严重，但系其实从另一个角度俾我睇到神其实系公义嘅，有怜悯嘅，亦都系系美善嘅。
Let me think about it.
我哋谂谂。
God compassionately commanded the people.To be sent out of the camp so that the good of the whole group took priority over the good of an individual.
就是神将小部分的人送出营外，其实为了大局着想，为了整个团体的好处。
If a person had an infectious skin disease, it was best to quarantine them outside of the camp to stop the spread of the infection.
大家想象下，如果一个人是有皮肤病的，让他仍然住在这个营内，咁咧就好容易传染到其他所有嘅人。
Even today, we quarantine Ebola patients in the U.S.
同样嘅，我哋睇到 Ebola 嘅 patient 嘅病人系需要被隔离。
And are working to quarantine Ebola patients in West Africa.
美国亦都系帮助一啲西非嘅国家去点样样去帮助，让呢啲Ebola 嘅 patient 可以被隔离。
God, in His compassion, is seeking to keep the infection from spreading, so He institutes.A quarantine.
因着怜悯，神系让一啲有病嘅人系被隔离，以致佢成为建立呢啲咁样嘅律法去帮助以色列民。
In these few verses, we see that God is holy and just.
我哋睇到神系圣洁系公义嘅。
We see that He is present and compassionate.
佢系与我哋同在，亦都系有怜悯嘅。
So we know why uncleanness matters to Israelite, and we know why it matters to God.
所以我哋而家知道点解以色列人关注唔洁净，神关注唔洁净。
But these laws for uncleanness also matter for us.
呢啲咁嘅律法其实亦都同我哋有好大嘅关注。
It's not like the Old Testament has nothing to do with us.
并唔系话旧约咧就同我哋今日嘅信徒无关。
What can we learn from these laws regarding uncleanness?
我哋从呢啲律法，我哋学到啲咩咧？
We know that the major issues for them were that there were no cures for the cause of uncleanness.
其中一样好大嘅问题就系咧，唔洁净之后咧系冇得医嘅。
And worse, their uncleanness could keep them from experiencing the presence of God since they were sent outside of the camp.
更大嘅问题就系，当你得到唔洁净之后咧，你就要从隔绝，唔可以同神一齐。
And we face both of these issues due to a different source of impurity.
我哋今日亦都系遇到同样好相似嘅情况。
We face the impurity called sin.
我哋遇到一个唔洁净系叫做罪。
This impurity is the same kind of impurity that is the one that causes severe exclusion, final exclusion.
呢一种嘅唔洁净其实系好严重嘅，可以引致我哋同神永远嘅隔绝。
And just as there were no cures for the causes in their cases, there is no natural remedy for sin.
就好似以色列人面对嗰啲唔洁净冇得医嘅，我哋今日面对嘅呢种罪亦都系冇办法自己可以医治嘅。
Just as they could not remove their leprosy or stop themselves from having discharges, nor can we remove our sin from ourselves.
就好似当日佢哋冇办法医治麻风病患流症嘅，我哋今日亦都冇办法去对付呢个罪。
And like leprosy or discharges or contact with the corpse, sin is also a source of defilement.
就好似当日以色列人嗰啲麻风病流症嘅嘢系。会沾污身体，罪亦都系同样沾污我哋嘅身体。
Our sin causes separation from God.
我哋嘅罪让我哋同神隔离。
The fact that sin and impurity cause separation from God is seen from the beginning to the end of the Bible.
其实罪让人同神隔绝系从圣经一早开始就有记载。
In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve were sent outside of the Garden of Eden because of their sin.
在创世纪第三章，亚当和夏娃是被放逐到伊甸园以外，是因为犯罪。
The prophet Isaiah tells the people of Israel, Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
在以赛亚书那里讲到，他说，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
And even in the end,As seen in Revelation 21:27, we read of the New Jerusalem that no unclean thing shall ever enter.
在最后的一卷书，启示录亦都有讲到，任何唔洁净的物，唔可以进入神的国度。
And the Bible is very clear that each one of us has sinned.
圣经很明显讲到，我们每一个人都有罪。
Each one of us has this major problem of uncleanness.
每个人有一个好严重嘅唔洁净嘅问题。
No one is righteous or pure.
冇一个人系公义同埋圣洁嘅。
So what is the solution?
咁我哋有咩解决问题咧？方法咧
？How do we deal with the impurity of sin?
我哋点样样去面对呢个罪嘅唔洁净咧？
To find this answer, we can look in the book of Mark to see how others dealt with their impurity.
我哋可以睇一睇马可福音点样样啊，让我哋学习到对付罪嘅呢个问题。
In Mark chapter 1, we see a leper dealing with his impurity.
喺马可福音第一章，我哋睇到有一个系麻风病嘅病人。
In verse 40, this leper comes to Jesus and begs him to make him clean.
在四十节嗰度讲到呢个有麻风病嘅人嚟到耶稣基督面前求耶稣嘅清洁。
He doesn't ask for healing, he asks for something better. He asks to be clean.
佢冇叫耶稣去医治佢，不过佢叫一个更好嘅要求，系叫耶稣洁净佢。
He knew that cleanness could only come through being cured of his leprosy.
佢知道唯一能够得到洁净嘅系首先系要被得到皮肤病嘅医治。
And we read there that Jesus was moved with compassion.
在后面我看到耶稣是满有怜悯的心。
Just as we saw God having compassion here in Numbers.
同样耶稣是在民数记里面记载有怜悯的心。
But in this case, God's compassion doesn't lead him to send the leper out.
在这里神的怜悯让到他不是叫这个麻风病离开去隔离。
In this case, Christ's compassion leads him to stretch out his hand and touch the man.
在这个情况, 因着耶稣的怜悯, 耶稣是伸着手出去去掂这个有麻风病的病人。
Now, if you were a Jewish person reading this, you would be thinking, Jesus, you're out of your mind.
假如你是, 犹太人, 你看到耶稣这样的行动, 你一定会这样, 他说, 耶稣你是不是痴了线?
Every good Israelite knows you never touch a leper because you can be unclean or worse. You could get leprosy yourself and then become unclean for a longer period of time.
每个人都知道, 当你见到麻风病的病人的时候, 你自己会变成不洁净一个很长的时间。
But when Jesus touches a leper, he says, I am willing, be clean.
但耶稣掂这个麻风病人的时候, 他说, 我愿意洁净吧。
And immediately the leprosy left the man.
这个麻风病的病人立即痊愈。
This guy was cured.
他是完全好快。
He was made clean.
他是而且得到洁净。
Jesus has the power to remove the impurity of leprosy.
耶稣是有能力去让一个麻风病的人得到洁净。
So we can skip forward a few chapters and turn to chapter 5.
我们去到马可福音第五章。
We see how two other people deal with their impurity.
我们看到有另外两个例子怎样去面对一些不洁净的问题。
The first in verses 25 to 34, we find a woman who has a discharge.
我们在第五章25到34节讲到有一个女人患了血流症。
She has spent all the money she has to find a cure from the doctors.
她花了她所有的金钱去寻找医生去医治。
But instead of getting better, she actually grew worse.
不但没得到医治,更加越来越差。
She has had a discharge for 12 years.
她患了这个血流症已经有12年。
Can you imagine her frustration and her hopelessness?
大家可以想象她的情况是多么惨。
She has been unclean, unable to enter the temple, excluded from her people for 12 years.
她是不洁净, 没办法进入去圣殿, 是完全被隔离了12年。
And because of her shame and her impurity, she sneaks up behind Jesus in the crowd.
因着她这个情况呢, 她愿意是冒险去跑到耶稣的背后。
But she's also convinced that if she just touches Jesus, she'll be healed.
她也都, 自己很有信心地说, 就是假如我碰到耶稣呢, 我就会得到医治。
So she touches Jesus.
她就是摸耶稣。
And if you were an Israelite reading this, you're like, what are you doing? Don't touch Jesus.
如果你是那些以色列人,你也都会这样想。她说你不可以碰人家,不可以碰耶稣的。
Don't make him unclean.
不要让到他也得到不洁净。
But Jesus is not like that.
但耶稣, 不是这样的。
Because when she touches Jesus, immediately her bleeding stopped.
当这个女人碰到耶稣的时候, 她的血流症就立刻好快。
Her discharge stopped and she was no longer unclean.
她的血流症完全好翻, 她也都成为不再是继续的不洁。
Jesus knew that power had gone out from him, and so he looks around until he finds this woman.
耶稣知道是有些能力从他身上流出，所以咧，佢要拧转头去揾边一个人。
She knows that she can't hide, so she confesses what she's done.
这个女人亦都好明白，知道佢唔可以隐藏呢个事实，所以佢去亲自嘅承认。
She has taken a huge risk by touching Jesus because she could make him unclean if he was like any other man.
他冒了一个很大的险去见耶稣, 因为假如耶稣不可以医治好他, 他就传染了这个病给耶稣。
But Jesus is not like any other man.
但是耶稣是与别不同的人。
Jesus has the power to remove the impurity of a discharge, even a serious, long-lasting discharge.
耶稣是有医治的能力, 甚至是可以医治一个患了12年的血流病的人。
And in verses 35 to 42, we see a couple of grieving parents who just lost their daughter.
我们继续看下去到35节到42节，我们看到有一个很伤痛的父母。
They had hoped that Jesus would heal her before she died.
她那个女儿刚死了，她也希望耶稣可以医治她这个女儿。
But Jesus didn't come in time.
但耶稣没准时的及时的去到。
Their precious daughter died.
她很深爱的一个女儿死了。
It seems as if all hope is lost, and these grieving parents would have to be unclean for a week because they have to go take care of her body.
喺呢個情況，所有嘅希望都失去啦，而且佢哋要去進落，就係要陪呢個死咗嘅女兒一段時間，以致到佢哋亦都成為唔潔淨。
But in this passage, we see Jesus ignoring what the people around him say and do.
同樣嘅，耶穌冇理群眾嘅眼光，佢係做咗一啲亦都係唔可以施意嘅事。
He even goes right into the room of the dead person.
佢進入到去呢個死人嘅呢個房嗰度。
Again, if you read Leviticus, you'll find out that is something that normally would make a person unclean.
同樣嘅，如果你睇利未記，我哋睇到咧就係冇人會進入去一個死人嘅地方去讓到自己唔潔淨嘅。
He even brings the mother and father and three disciples with him into the room.
佢唔單止自己進入去，佢仲帶埋呢個死咗嘅女兒嘅父母同埋三個門徒一同進入去。
Then he does even more unthinkable things.
佢跟住做一啲更加不可思議嘅事。
He reaches out his hand and he takes the dead girl's hand in his.
佢伸隻手出去揸住呢個死咗嘅女兒嘅手。
According to Old Testament law, he is now unclean for a week.
根據舊約嘅記載咧，耶穌咧係被得到唔潔淨，起碼一個星期。
But while touching her, he speaks to her and says, "Little girl, I say to you, get up."
但當耶穌捉住佢嘅手嘅時候，耶穌同呢個死咗嘅女兒講：起來。
And an even more unthinkable thing happens because she gets up. She is raised from the dead and she begins walking around.
更不可思議的事發生就是這個死了的女兒竟然可以起身，而且可以行走。
Instead of becoming unclean by contact with the dead person, Jesus makes the dead girl come to life again.
不單止耶穌沒有因著這樣而得到不潔淨，並且神让这个女儿竟然可以复活过来。
These stories teach us that Jesus is unlike any person that you will ever meet.
在这里给我们看到耶稣是一个与别不同的。
He cannot become unclean because he is the one who removes the cause of uncleanness.
耶稣是不会被成为不洁净，因为他是挪去不洁净的源头。
He is able to do what the Old Testament law was never able to do.
他可以做的一些事是这些旧约的律法永远都不能够做到的事。
He doesn't become unclean through contact with unclean people because he makes them clean.
他不会因着他掂到一些不洁净的事被污秽，因为他是可以让到不洁的事成为洁净。
They can't transmit impurity to him because he makes them clean.Pure.
污糟的東西不可以污穢耶穌，因為耶穌讓一些污穢的東西成為潔淨。
It is evident that in Jesus Christ, God has come near.
給我們看到，從耶穌基督身上給我們看到，神是與我們很近的。
The Holy One of Israel has come to make the people of Israel holy.
以色列的聖者來到他自己的百姓當中，讓他的百姓成為聖潔。
So just as the leper,and the woman with the discharge and the parents of the dead girl went to Jesus to solve their problems that they had with impurity, so too we need to go to Jesus to solve the problem that we have with sin.
就好像当日有些麻风病或者患血流或者掂到尸体的人，他们需要来到耶稣面前去得到解决，同样的我们今天也都是因着罪的不洁要来到耶稣面前。
If he can remove the uncleanness due to leprosy and discharges and contact with the dead body, there's hope that he can do something about the uncleanness caused by sin.
假如耶稣可以医好有麻风、患血流和掂到尸体的不洁净，耶稣今天也都可以让到我们因着罪而不洁净的，耶稣是可以解决我们这个罪的问题。
And how does he do this?
神究竟怎样解决我们罪的问题？
Jesus makes us clean by taking away our sin and the uncleanness caused by it.
耶稣基督是来到将我们的罪拿开，以致到我们是得到洁净。
He takes the punishment for our sin.
他自己去承受罪的后果。
As the author of Hebrews writes in chapter 13, says this.
在希伯来书第三章咁样讲。
just as the bodies of the sacrifices for sin are brought outside of the camp to be burned, so too Jesus suffered outside of the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood.
就好像嘅一啲嘅代罪嘅祭物，係要被帶到營外去獻祭去焚燒。同樣嘅，耶穌佢自己係被帶到聖經外邊，係去受到呢個刑罰。You
see, Jesus takes our sin.
耶穌攞咗我哋嘅罪。He
takes the impurity of it.
他拿了我们的不洁。And
he faces the consequences.
他自己去面对罪的后果。He
faced exclusion.
他面对被隔离。Being
an outsider.
成为营外的人。Being
sent outside of the gates of Jerusalem to die.
是被送到耶路撒冷城外去为我们死。But
even more than that, he faced the ultimate exclusion.
更加惨的就是他要面对这个终极的隔离。
You see, our sin requires that we are separated from God eternally.
我们的罪是让我们永远的与神隔绝。That
we are entirely separated from God.
我们完全的与神隔离。
So when Jesus took our sin on himself,
当耶稣基督来到拿了我们的罪,
he faced absolute separation from God in his death on the cross because it was on the cross that he took our sin and shed his blood to wash it away.
他藉著在十字架上為我們死，他拿了我們的罪，以致到他去面對，從神永遠的去隔絕。And
the incredible news is that even though he faced this cosmic, unthinkable separation,
雖然我們實在不明白神為何會願意走上這一步，是永遠的與神去隔絕。
He didn't stay excluded.
但他沒有永遠的同神隔離。
The ultimate exclusion that we could face in this life is death.
我們最終的與神隔絕，就是當我們面對死亡。
The way that you could be separated from your family and friends for life is when you die.
我們死了之後，我們就與我們的親人、與我們的家人永遠隔絕。
And we see that Jesus does that. He dies.
And 耶穌同樣的是遇到這樣的情況。
But just as leprosy couldn't make him unclean, so too death could not hold him.
就好似麻風病的人不可以永遠讓耶穌是不潔，同樣的罪。I'm sorry, I missed the second word.
Death could not hold him.
Okay, 死亡不可以永遠的限制耶穌。
By his resurrection, Jesus proved that he can deal with our sins.
藉著耶穌基督的復活，他可以證明他是可以的，是解決我們的罪。
This is incredible news.
這是一個不可思議的消息。
Jesus went outside of the gate and suffered so that you do not have to be excluded.
耶穌基督是去到窄外去為我們死，以致到我們不需要被隔離。
He was sent out of the presence of God so that you and I could be brought into the kingdom of God.
他是与神分开，以致到我们能够与神同在。
Jesus was excluded from the presence of God because he took our sin so that you and I could be invited into the presence of God.
因着耶稣基督是拿着我们罪与神分开，以致到我们能够进入神的同在。
Because of Jesus Christ, you and I don't have to be an outsider anymore.
因着耶稣基督，我们不需要再成为局外人。
If you accept what Jesus has done for you, you have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
如果你接受耶稣基督的洁净，你已经是被赦免，是可以来到神的跟前。
What's more, you can even be free from the guilt and shame and feelings of impurity because you have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
并且他解决了我们的内疚和羞耻，因为他已经将这些这样的不洁净是完全的消除。
just as there was no impurity that Jesus couldn't solve in the book of Mark, so too there is no sin that is too great for Jesus to solve.
就好似耶稣一样，佢喺马可福音记载，冇一样嘢嘅不洁，神系唔可以洁净嘅。同样，我哋无论任何嘅罪行，神亦都系可以系挪去。
There is no sin that is so wickedly dirty that Jesus can't cleanse it.
冇一样罪行系大到系耶稣基督唔系唔可以清洁嘅。
So how are we to respond to Jesus, the one who makes us pure and who brings us in?
咁我哋其实听到呢个信息，我哋点样样去回应我哋嘅主耶稣基督咧？
Well, if you are here and you're not a Christian, do not let anything keep you from accepting Christ's work of cleansing you.
假若你仍然系未信主嘅，希望你哋唔好有任何嘢阻隔你能够得到呢个咁样嘅上好嘅礼物。
Don't let anything keep you from being brought into the kingdom of God.
冇让任何嘢阻隔你能够进入到神嘅天国。
We are called by God to accept His gracious gift.
我哋系神呼召我嚟到，系让我哋可以得到呢个耶稣嘅上好嘅礼物。
We are called to accept that He came to do for us what we could not do for ourselves.
佢呼召我哋系要我哋嚟到佢嘅跟前，系因为佢已经为我哋成就咗大事，系我哋冇办法解决嘅事。
Jesus came to make us clean.
佢嚟到系让我哋得到洁净。
And He did so by leaving the presence of God and crossing enemy lines to bring us into His kingdom so that we are no longer outsiders.
佢嚟到系进入到去呢个十字架，嚟到佢嘅敌人嗰度，嚟够真系承受呢个罪嘅后果，以至到我哋可以唔再成为系局外人。
So if you are not a Christian, my hope and prayer for you is that you will accept the work of Christ for you.
呢个系我嘅希望，能够就系所有仍然未认识耶稣基督嘅可以接受佢。
And for those of us who are Christian, well, these laws about purity are instructive.
若果在座当中大家已经系基督徒嘅，呢啲咁样嘅洁净嘅礼仪，亦都系好有教义性嘅。
We are not called to obey them and like walk outside of our house for a week or stay away from church for a week anytime we like have a discharge or something.
我哋唔系要学习旧约嗰种方式，就系当我哋或者有啲身体有啲漏症唔洁净嘅，我哋就要离开教会一个星期，唔可以进入教会。
Instead, we find that we need to care more about holiness.
而我哋特别嘅关注系关注我哋。
As one author writes, God cares a lot about our purity and holiness.
神系好关注我哋嘅圣洁同埋我哋嘅洁净。
Not just from a ritual perspective, but also from a moral perspective.
唔系从一个礼仪上嘅角度去睇，而系从一个道德上去睇。
We learn that all day long and in every aspect of our lives, the Lord wants us to pursue purity in our hearts, in our lives, and in our actions.
系要无时无刻，系喺生活上每一个层次，神都要我哋去追求圣洁，无论系思想上、系生活上或者系行动上。He
wants us to reflect His holiness in all that we do.
佢要我哋去思考神嘅圣洁，喺凡事上都思考神嘅话语。And
so to pursue this holiness, we need to ask God to make us holy.
让我哋如果要追求圣洁，我哋要求神去帮助我哋成为圣洁。Because
we cannot make ourselves holy.
因为我哋自己唔可以让我哋成为圣洁。Not
through our own actions.
唔系藉着我哋嘅行动。We
need His cleansing power to change us and make us holy.
我哋要神嘅洁净嘅能力去改变我哋，让我哋成为圣洁。We
also need to do what the author of Hebrews says.
我哋都要仿效希伯来书作者所讲嘅。Says
therefore, because He went outside the gate, let us go to Him outside the camp. And bear the reproach that He endured.
因为神系被送到去营外，我哋亦都要学习耶稣一样，我哋要去到营外去亲身去体会神所受嘅呢个耻辱。We
need to imitate Jesus Christ and go out.
我哋要学习耶稣基督，亦都要去到外边。
as he took our reproach, we need to face the reproach of others and talk with them about Jesus.
耶稣怎么样拿去我们的羞辱，我们也都同样的是去帮助其他人一样。
We need to go to those who are outside of God's camp.
我们要学习进到一些今时今日仍然是局外人当中。
And share with them the good news about what God has done, that there is a person who can make them clean.
去分享这个美好的信息，是讲到是有出路的，你们不需要继续成为局外人的。
We need to share with them that they don't have to remain excluded from the kingdom of God, but that God has made a way through Jesus for them to be included.
我们可以跟他们分享，就是神已经是开了一条路，是可以让他们进入神的当中，不需要再继续成为局外人。
God has made a way through Jesus for them to be brought near, so that they can become part of the family of God.
神已经为他们预备了这个救恩，以到他们可以来到神的跟前，可以成为神的进入神的家庭。
So think about someone that you know who does not know Christ.
想想你们当中有些什么人仍然是未认识耶稣基督的。
We need to let them know about the marvelous work that Jesus has done to remove the impurity of sin so that they too can enjoy the presence of God.
要他们知道耶稣已经成就这个奇妙的救恩，是可以让到我们因着罪而得的这个不洁净，是得到洁净，亦都是能够进入到神的跟前。
It is only through Jesus Christ that we can be made clean and be included.
唯有是靠耶稣基督，我们才可以能够得到洁净。
Because he is unlike any other person that we'll ever meet.
因为他是一个与别不同的人。
So do not keep this good news to yourself.
不要将这个大好的信息留在你自己身上。
May God give us the courage and the words to share so that others can find this hope and this truth.
让神给我们有勇气，亦都有胆量去将这个好的信息与人分享。
Amen.
Amen.